On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you can put yourself into a space with other people who are like you or who might be needing what it is that you'll be offering, you can get a ton of information that can help you create the right type of offer. Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a 7-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast. It probably doesn't surprise you that in 2023, building a loyal audience is critical to the success of any business. Most entrepreneurs and creators know that they have to have an audience to sell their offer. But what if I told you this, that before you even have a product or service to sell or your next offer created, you can and you should start building your audience. In fact, doing so can help you better understand your target market, build relationships with potential customers, establish your credibility, and ultimately increase the chances of success when you do go to launch your product or service or offer. So today I'll be sharing some practical strategies for building an audience from scratch, even if you don't have anything to sell yet. If you're someone who has a dream or a vision, or you want to start your side hustle, or you know that someday you want to leap into entrepreneurship, or you have this new idea for your next offer, this is where you should begin. And if you're someone who's struggling to sell your offer or grow your audience, this is also an important episode for you. From becoming a trusted source while leveraging social media platforms and growing an email list, this episode has everything you need to know to get started on growing your audience on the right foot. So whether you're a budding entrepreneur or a seasoned business owner, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn on how to start building your audience before you have something to sell. Let's dive in. If you love Gold Digger, then you'll love the Side Hustle Pro podcast hosted by Nikayla Matthews Okome, brought to you by the HubSpot Podcast Network, the audio destination for business professionals. Side Hustle Pro showcases diverse entrepreneurs who have scaled from a humble side hustle to a full-blown profitable business. Every week, you'll learn actionable strategies to start small and get going wherever and whoever you are. In Nikayla's recent episode titled, How to Make Content for Your Business in Less Than 1 Hour a Week, I learned so much about how to optimize recording sessions to get content done quicker, as well as new content creation tech and tools. You have to tune in. Listen to Side Hustle Pro wherever you get your podcasts. So why is building an audience so important? Well, a lot of times we spend so much time and energy and money on the actual offer itself, the product or the service. And we have this belief that like, if I build it, of course they will come. But the truth is that is not usually the case. Now, it doesn't matter what stage of business you find yourself in, having an audience is what is going to lead you to results. But the truth is that audiences don't just happen. They are grown and fostered and served over time. So what better thing to do than to start today when it comes to thoughtfully and intentionally building your audience so that when you do have something to sell or an offer to present, you have an eager list ready for you to launch to. So where do we begin? I want you to first think about how you can start sharing freely. If there is something that you are loving, something you're curious about, something you're building, you're trying, you're learning about, start sharing that. Do not make the mistake of thinking that when you have a business or when you have a product or when the service is ready, then you will start talking about it. Start now. let people into the journey. Build trust now. Have you ever experienced this thing that happens when out of the blue, someone probably from high school slides into your DMs and they're selling you something that quote unquote changed their life? But for you, it's the first time you've heard them ever talk about it. It's kind of like whiplash, right? You might be curious, but you're already doubting, is this true? What's in it for them? What is this thing that they're telling me about? That has happened to so many of us. And when you think about it, it's because they weren't talking about it before. You're like, wait, if this changed your life, why are you only talking about it now? I have this philosophy around this idea of breadcrumbs. I want for you to share your passion or your curiosity and tell this through line that makes sense to someone and helps build their trust before you have anything to sell. Take people on the journey. And oftentimes, the journey itself is more inspiring than the outcome. So what I think happens oftentimes is that people wait until they have it all figured out, right? They're like, I'm going to show up once I have the website or the sales page, once I have this perfect product or service. But when they show up, people are like, wait, I'm so confused. Like, when did this happen? What was going on? Let people in on the journey. One thing that I often laugh about, but now I'm like appreciative of the former version of me, is that when I was starting out and building my Instagram following, I was not an influencer. No brands were paying me, nothing. I would just share what I bought all the time. If I were to go out and buy something, I would share, here's what I bought at West Elm today. Here's what I got at the grocery store. Here is the couch that I got from Slumberland. And I would tag the brands and I would talk about these things. I did not have affiliate links. I didn't have anything. And I loved just letting people in. And that unlocked this whole different influencer world for me because these brands started paying attention and people started buying the things I was recommending. And all of a sudden I have proof that yes, I am influencing people in their decisions. I want and still want people to trust my recommendations, whether there's a commission attached or not. And so I want this example to kind of show you, start talking about these things, start sharing these things, be a trusted resource, because then when you do have something to offer, people are going to be like, oh my gosh, yes, this makes total sense. Another example of this is when I launched my How Are You Really journals. If you don't know, I have an amazing 5 minute a day reflection journal. I use it. I love it. I created it out of a need. And I was just journaling in an old notebook. And then I created a process around that. Then I started talking about that. This is before I ever had a product to sell. And so when I had my journals, people were like, finally, like it's about time you've been talking about this. And so I want for you to kind of understand and see how letting people into the process and just sharing where you're at and what you're learning, what you're curious about, or what you're working on allows people to kind of come down the path with you. This makes so much more sense for people, and it creates this story, this through line that is easy to follow and that people trust. So start sharing today. Now, the next thing that I want for you to think about is to identify who your ideal audience is. Who is your target market or your avatar or the million other ways to talk about them? When we start with the basics of understanding who it is that we want to serve, we are able to create the right products, the right services, the right messaging. So maybe you're listening to this and you know that you want to start a new business or you want to develop a new product or an offer, but maybe you're not ready yet. Perhaps maybe you need to create your website to showcase what you do or get invoicing software to take care of payment. Maybe you're in that logistics phase. Just because you haven't launched your business yet doesn't mean you can't start making moves. But first, before we make those moves, we want to start one, sharing very authentically, and two, identifying who it is that we want in our audience, right? We're talking about building an audience or creating a community. We want to know the types of people that we want in there so that we can be perfectly positioned to have the right people in the right places, people that are going to love what it is that we have when the time comes that we do launch. So here are some ideas in terms of identifying who is this ideal client. So one, conduct market research. I know this part sounds really boring and you're probably prone to want to skip this, but it is so important to see what is already out there. Look at the industry, identify trends, try to notice customer needs or competition, read reviews. This is going to give you a much better understanding of the market as a whole and also help you understand what types of clients or customers that you want to work with that you can speak to more directly. Next, we've talked about this on the show before, but Create an ideal client avatar. I hate the word avatar. Create an ideal client profile, like whatever that looks like. But for me, this was always a very ambiguous exercise. I didn't fully understand it. I was not great at like inventing an imaginary person. And this whole exercise transformed for me when I finally started thinking of one of two things. So if you have an existing business and you've had someone that you loved working with and they loved you and it was just this match made in heaven, it made you come alive. This is exactly why you started doing what you're doing. If you have someone that you've served in that way with your business, write and think about them, that singular client, that experience. Now, if you do not have a business yet, or you're in that dream up phase, I want for you to think about this. If you follow people on the internet, think about like who would be your dream partnership? Like if there was someone that you would just die to work with, who would that be? And kind of identify specific information about that person, maybe gender, income, education, lifestyle, family, location, any of those things. And so for me, this whole ideal client avatar exercise was so much simpler when I thought about either a client who I absolutely loved, who was like the perfect fit for me, and just thinking about them as a singular person that I'm going to be writing to or communicating with or marketing towards, or thinking about who would I absolutely keel over and die to work with, and what are the traits that are in that person that make me want to communicate with them. For example, really quick before I dive into the next point, whenever I am writing emails for a launch, I think about somebody in my life who I know would benefit deeply from the course or the program that I'm selling. We recently did my Pinterest Lab launch and it was amazing. And as I got to the final day and I was writing like our cart close emails, as in like, you're about to miss out, I literally visualized my friend Sarah, who would crush it on Pinterest. I have such conviction that Sarah needs to be on Pinterest. And so I literally crafted an email in Gmail to Sarah, standalone, just Sarah, about why I didn't want her to miss out before the doors closed. That is how having these customer profiles or these singular people in our minds can totally transform the way that we write and communicate. And it can kind of take away that like mass marketing feel that we often feel when we feel like we need to talk to everybody and anybody. So this is why this is an important step. And the final tip in identifying your ideal client is thinking about like, what are their pain points or challenges? What are the questions that they're already asking inside of their own heads? What are the things that are holding them back from getting the results that they want? And so just thinking through like, what would their objection be? Like if I offered them this thing that I want to create, what would they say to me in terms of like why they can't do it, right? Because there are many pain points and objections that are so natural. But when we can start to think about showing up and serving people and understanding who it is that we want to serve and how we can already show up of service before we even have something to sell, that can totally transform how we feel about showing up, but also the experience for the people that we are showing up for. And I always think when it comes to audiences and community, it's not if you build it, they will come. It is if you serve them well, they will invite others to join. And I love that. So the next part of this idea of building an audience before you have something to sell is I want for you to get creative and be willing to experiment. Experimentation is a huge part of my philosophy in business. And I think that oftentimes we forget that it is good and worthy and fun for us to test out different ideas. Before you get too deep into your business or starting your side hustle or creating your next product, I think it is such a great idea to pull or survey or test different offers out with any audiences that you already have or with people in your ecosystem, within your community, so that you understand and can create something that people will truly want and need, and not just want and need, but be willing to pay for. A lot of times we will get information from people who are like, oh yeah, that sounds amazing. But when it comes time to hand over their credit card, they might be reluctant or they might just flat out say no. And so I want to stress the importance of testing out different ideas. So here are three different ways that you can test the waters with different ideas that can get you started in the right direction and make sure that what you are building is something that people are actually willing to pay for. So first, ask three people who are really close to you and who know you well. Literally, like ask people in your world, whether it's your mom, your sister, your best friend, your spouse, whatever. Ask them this. If you could learn anything from me, or if you could see me as an entrepreneur, what would you see me doing, teaching, or creating? There's an even more watered down version of that question where you could just say, what three words do you think of when you think of me? Or you could ask them, when is the last time you saw me light up about something? Because oftentimes the things that we are super passionate about can really lead to incredible products. But gaining insight from people who know you best might allow them to speak into you in a way that gives you clarity or that inspires you. Oftentimes we are way too close to our own genius to even see it. And we tend to overcomplicate things. I'm grouping myself in with you. We tend to overcomplicate things. And so getting simplified answers from people who truly know us can be super helpful as you get started. I'm thinking of like my three college best friends, for example, and there are certain things that each of them do incredibly well that I would love to learn from them about. And so oftentimes just offering this to other people can be such a gift as well, but asking for it can be a really great way for you to start to gain clarity and get insight. Another way that you can test out or experiment is to start sharing different types of content online and see what resonates the most. Now, even if you have a tiny audience, you will start to see data and trends that can maybe help guide your next steps. I would say that the sweet spot is when you find things that you absolutely love sharing about and that generate interest or curiosity or give you feedback, that is golden. You don't just want to create something around what is going to, quote, do the best, because you might lose your passion in that. But where engagement and passion intersect, that is the sweet spot. And so test out different ideas, start talking about things, you know, put up a questions box on Instagram, like what questions do you have about this? Even if you have only a few people that are following you, if you are starting to strike a nerve or starting to share a little bit more, it can be a huge way for people to start engaging with you and feel comfortable in that engagement. The third way that you can test different ideas out or kind of get a feel for the lay of the land is through joining forums, Facebook groups, or communities online and start sharing and asking questions. We have an incredible, incredible community online, the Gold Digger Podcast Insiders Group, which you can join. We will put the link in today's show notes and show descriptions. But when you can put yourself into a space with other people who are like you or who might be needing what it is that you'll be offering, you can get a ton of information that can help you create the right type of offer.
Gold diggers, we all know the B2B landscape can be a bit complex. From lengthy buying cycles to complicated decision-making processes, reaching your target audience can be tough. But I found a solution tailored just for you. LinkedIn ads. A whopping 79% of B2B content marketers say LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. That's because with LinkedIn ads, you're not just casting a wide net and hoping for the best, you're strategically building relationships and driving real results. We're talking about a platform with over a billion members, including 180 million senior level executives and 10 million C-level executives. You are networking with the actual decision makers. And LinkedIn's targeting and measurement tools are specifically designed for B2B marketers, meaning you're not wasting time or money on irrelevant leads. In fact, in the tech industry, LinkedIn ads have been shown to generate 2 to 5 times higher return on ad spend compared to other social media platforms. Using LinkedIn ads allows you to stay ahead of the curve when it comes to industry trends and developments, whether it's finding the perfect partner for a collaboration or uncovering new opportunities for growth, LinkedIn can be your secret weapon. Make B2B marketing everything it can be and get $100 credit on your next campaign. Go to linkedin.com/goal to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/goal. Terms and conditions apply. Hey, gold diggers. Lately, I've been getting excited to finish furnishing our new home, which is why I want to tell you about a brand that we absolutely love, which is Article. I have been a fan and a customer of Article for years. I'm always blown away by the curated assortment of furniture styles they offer. They have mid-century, modern, coastal, industrial, Scandinavian, and even boho designs. There is something for everyone, no matter your taste. In our last house, we had their sofa and leather chairs. At our lake house, we have their dining table and chairs. We also just ordered some of their outdoor furniture for our new patio. Like, if you can't tell, we are obsessed with Article. The quality and style are top-notch. Article's online-only model means that they can offer some great prices with fast and hassle-free delivery. Pick the delivery time that works for you, and they keep you updated every step of the way. Article's customer is also amazing. They're knowledgeable, friendly, and always there when you need them. If you're like me and you're itching to give your home a makeover, I highly recommend checking out Article. They believe in delightful design for every home, and thanks to their commitment to style, quality, and affordability, it's never been easier to transform your space. Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/golddigger and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/golddigger for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. On top of my many titles as mom, entrepreneur, and creative, I've also added host. Drew and I host on Airbnb on our favorite island in Hawaii. We started hosting as a way to make some extra income, and we've had such an easy breezy experience. Now we host year after year, and it's been a fantastic side hustle. Not to brag, but we've also been crowned Airbnb Superhost several times, so we are really killing the game. It's about having spaces we can enjoy as a family while creating memorable experiences for our guests, and it helps that we earn a little extra cash on the side. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. It's no secret that business owners are under a lot of pressure right now. We're pressured to get more leads, close deals faster, get better insights to create the best experience for customers, and so much more. So, how do we manage it all while still ensuring the best customer service? That's where HubSpot comes in. HubSpot is a customer relationship management tool that is easy to set up, intuitive to use, and customizable to the way that you do business. Drag and drop your way to attention-grabbing emails and landing pages, set up marketing automation to give every contact white glove treatment, plus AI-powered tools like Content Assistant mean less time spent on tedious manual tasks and more time for what matters most, your customers. HubSpot has all the tools you need to wow prospects, lock in deals, and improve customer service response times. Let HubSpot take the pressure off your shoulders and get started for free today at HubSpot.com. So now that we have talked about this idea of showing up while you're in the process and identifying who it is that you're going to be speaking to, as well as experimenting and gaining insight, let's talk about building a true platform. Now, a lot of times people will tell me, they'll say, Jenna, if I had your platform, I would use it to talk about X, Y, and Z. And usually these are things that are close to that person's heart. And I always get so frustrated when people say that to me because you don't understand. I got my platform because I was showing up and talking about what mattered to me, even when nobody was listening. You can literally scroll back and 7 years ago, I was talking about things like body image, or, you know, 5 years ago, I was talking about trying to grow our family. Like, the things that I am talking about today have evolved, but they are still in line with what I started talking about. And that was how my platform grew. So even though it may seem like nobody is listening to you yet, it is so vital that you start creating content and sharing early on so that you can build that story, build that through line, and establish your credibility. That is how you will grow a community. It's not waiting until you have the platform to start talking about the things that matter to you. It is starting to talk about the things that matter to you to build the platform. Okay. And maybe you're thinking, okay, well, what is a platform? And like, where do I start posting? And I can't show up everywhere all at once. I'm so overwhelmed. My answer to that is you do not need to be in all of the places. You do not have to show up everywhere all the time and manage all of the different platforms. Here's what I'll tell you. Start with the lowest hanging fruit. So what do I mean by this? I mean, start posting where it is that you are comfortable in sharing up and where you can be consistent. So if you like to write, start a blog. Blogs are an amazing platform to start documenting your journey. They don't require you to fix your hair or put on makeup. In fact, you can have an entirely faceless blog while you get your feet wet. All you have to do is write. So don't be afraid to experiment and let people in.
The benefits of blogging are huge because you're building this online directory of all of the content you're creating, and you're also harnessing the power of things like search engine optimization. Fun fact, I blogged Monday through Friday for years and years and years without selling a darn thing. I literally wrote every single day and published a new blog post Monday through Friday before I had anything to sell. And I look back on that and I'm like, wow, part of me thinks that was a massive waste of time. And then the other part of me is like, no, it got me to be consistent. It helped me to understand how to become a better writer. It helped people to trust me because they were just following my life. So if you love to write, start a blog. If you love doing things like making graphics, hop onto Pinterest. Pinterest is an amazing way for you to grow your audience around what you're passionate about. And it is also an amazing place to figure out what's resonating with people early on by letting your popular pins tell you what to do. Pinterest is an amazing place to test out ideas and offers and keywords and titles and even things like colors and images without feeling like you're standing on stage naked. Like, nothing bad happens if something flops. No one is refreshing your feed. Pinterest is a search engine, so you lose that popularity pressure of social media with it, and you instead can use it as a place to experiment and test out different ideas and offers and content. And you can also use it to drive traffic to places if you are in the building process. Maybe you are an incredible speaker. You could use a video platform like YouTube or TikTok or Instagram. Video is an amazing way to get comfortable with talking before you have something to sell. And it is an even better way for your audience to know, like, and trust you. If you are someone like me who is currently recording this with a dog in her lap, PJs on, a top knot, and glasses, I love podcasting. It is so easy for me to sit down and hit record. There is very little production value, and I love speaking. I laugh at the fact that I told my brother I could never do a podcast because I'd run out of things to say. And here I am 600 episodes later and still talking. So if you are a talker or you find yourself leaving voice memos for all of your friends, a podcast might be the place for you. Now, the point is that you just need to figure out where it is that you can show up consistently and to build that consistency, because consistency breeds confidence. And when you start to get confident, I mean, you can become unstoppable. And so here's what I want you to really take from this. Is ask yourself, what is the lowest hanging fruit for me? Where do I feel like I can commit to showing up consistently, whether that's once a day, once a week, once a month, whatever that looks like? And how many months or weeks am I going to commit to showing up consistently before I have anything to sell? Again, leveraging this idea of just letting people in, showing the journey, talking about the thing, you know, presenting the ideas, and just leaving the breadcrumbs along the path. Now, the last thing that I want to cover is something that I think is absolutely crucial, absolutely critical. It is one of my number one mistakes and regrets in my business, and I don't have many of them, is I want for you to start growing your email list. Yes, before you even have something to sell, before you have an offer, even before you have a website or a logo. I will tell you that if I asked 100 entrepreneurs if they wish they would have started building an email list sooner, at least 99 of them would say yes. And the other one would be Drew. And let me explain this. So years ago, when we were in our season of waiting to become parents, we were really at this like tricky place when it came to Drew's career, because he had expressed to me that his deepest desire was to be a stay-at-home dad, but we didn't have children yet. We had experienced two devastating losses, and I held a lot of guilt of feeling like I am holding him back from his dream. Like, I can't just snap my fingers and make a baby come into place. And so we got him out of his retail job, but obviously to be a stay-at-home dad, you need to have children. And so he wanted to find something to do kind of in that in-between period. And so Drew loves health, fitness, nutrition, everything. That is his passion. He gets itchy if he is not focused on those things. Like, that is just something that has been so consistent in his life. And so he knew he wanted to do something in that space. And I said, before you even create a business, have a logo or a website, we have to do this one thing. We have to start growing your email list. Now, what was amazing about doing this is, one, he didn't have to have a website, because you don't have to have a website to start growing your list. You can sign up for Flowdesk. I'll tell you how you can do that. And you can build a beautiful landing page that is super simple, but allows you to collect people's email addresses without having a website. And so we had this very simple sign up form, no website. We didn't even know what his business was going to be called, but we started growing his email list. And one of the best things that we did is that we tested out different offers for him. So initially speaking, we wanted to create this business where he would help people with at-home workouts. As an entrepreneur, I recognized this deep need of like, we need to get moving more. Drew is so good at creating and programming. Let's do that. So we created this free guide and it was like 5 at-home workouts for 20 minutes or less, no equipment required. We put that up. People started opting into that. Then he created a separate side and we were like, well, what about like the nutrition side of things? Maybe we'll share our grocery shopping list and the food that we prep each week. Well, when we put up both of those and we shared them the same amount of times with the same amount of promotion, the nutrition side performed 3 to 4 times better, meaning 3 to 4 times more people signed up to learn about the nutrition side than the at-home workout side. This information was so valuable to us because it totally changed the way that we wanted to position his business. It changed the type of offers we wanted to create. It changed the branding. Having just that insight from having 2 different opt-ins that we were split testing gave us so much information while at the same time building an email list that he could launch his business to. So months later, when we finally had the name, the site, all the things, we had both options, but we really positioned it around the nutrition because we knew that's what people wanted more of. And Drew filled his calendar with one-on-one nutrition coaching clients without having to do paid ads or anything else because he had been growing this list that he launched to. Now, this is so critical. I can't stress this enough. No matter where you are at in your journey, I highly recommend starting an email list. If you need help growing your email list or just getting started on it, I have an absolutely free 5-day challenge. It helps for you to start from zero and start growing your email list. I literally walk you through all of the steps of what it looks like to create a signup form. What type of freebie should you create? How do you create it? And it's amazing. And it's totally free. You can sign up at listbuildchallenge.com. That's listbuildchallenge.com. We've also linked it in the show notes and show description for you. This is a totally free mini course that is complete. We have tech tutorials, walkthroughs, everything you need you can learn through this 5-day challenge. It's amazing, but I cannot stress this enough. Please start growing your email list. Use it as a way to get true data. People have to exchange something valuable, aka their email address, in order to get on it. And it'll give you so much better insight than just doing polls on the different social media platforms. So the moral of the story, Gold Digger, is it is time to start. Start identifying your ideal audience. Start becoming a trusted source. Start sharing. Start figuring out what platform you want to be on. Start growing your email list. Your future self is going to thank you for the work that you put in today to get to where you want to be tomorrow. Do not be afraid to build an audience before you have an offer to sell. Because if you've heard me say it once, you've probably heard me say it 1,000 times. Done is better than perfect. And I want for you to start that journey today. Until next time, Gold Diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I cannot wait to see you show up in this new way.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for Gold Diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.